Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is.
Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. I'm reading again today from the fourth and final chapter of the New Testament book of Philippians. This is what verses 4 through 8 says. If you are joining me in your Bible, find Philippians 4 and put your finger at verse 4. That's pretty easy to remember. Philippians 4:4. There is a key sentence here we want to lift out of the text and talk about. We will find this in verse 5, but so that we have the full context, let me read this familiar passage. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I will say, rejoice. Let your gentle spirit be known to all men. The Lord is near. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence and if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things. Thus far, we have covered verse 4 and the first part of verse 5, and today we come to this monumental statement. It is almost as if Paul the Apostle and author of Philippians inserts this subtly. In fact, it is easy to miss these magnificent words if we quickly read the passage or if we are eager to get to verses 6 and 7, which talk about not being anxious and having the peace of God. And what is the sentence of which I speak? Philippians 4, verse 5, the Lord is near. The Lord is near. The Lord, clearly speaking of God in three persons, Father, Son, and Spirit, is near. The Greek word for near is engus, and it means near in time or near in space. Near in time or near in space. Concerning time, we can say the Lord is near, meaning the time of Christ's return is close. In the chronology of world history, Christ's return is near. For example, James chapter 5 and verse 8 says, "You too be patient, strengthen your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is near." James 5:8. That is a wonderful promise. The coming of the Lord is near, meaning close in time. Or another way to speak of near, meaning close in time, is to think of the death of the Christian, that the time of being in the presence of the Lord draws near, as it does for each of us every single day. But when we take into account the context and the flow of Paul's thought, I believe his meaning is that the Lord is near in terms of space. This speaks to the nearness of God's presence. The apostle means to comfort his first readers, and the Holy Spirit means to comfort believing readers for all time. Do not be anxious. Do not be fearful, afraid, worried, and nervous. The very presence of the living God is close to you. Listen to the psalmist in Psalm 73, verse 28. The nearness of God is my good. Psalm 73, verse 28. The nearness of God is my good. And in Psalm 75, verse 1, we give thanks to you, O God. We give thanks, for your name is near. In the longest chapter in the Bible, and a truly great psalm, Psalm 119 and verse 151 declares, "You are near, O Lord." And Psalm 145, verse 18, "The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth." What a comfort this is. It reminds me of what God said to Joshua in Joshua 1, verses 5, 6, and 9. This is God speaking. Just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous. Verse 9, be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Joshua chapter 1. Yes, indeed, God is near. Who we meet here is the omnipresent God. God is omnipresent. I will spell this word and define it. Omnipresent. The prefix omni comes from the Latin meaning all. So omnipresence means God is everywhere present. He is all present. And we need to spend time talking about the doctrine or the teaching of the omnipresence of our great God. So if you would, prepare to think alongside me about what it means that God is all present. We will deal here with some theology. I hope you will both enjoy this and learn from it. To begin with, whenever the theologians talk about God's omnipresence, they begin with the immensity of God. God is immense. I-M-M-E-N-S-E. Let me define this attribute of God. I'm quoting theologian Louis Burkhoff. Immensity is that perfection of the divine being in which he transcends all spatial limitations and yet is present in every point of space with his whole being. Let me give that to you again. Quoting Burkhoff, immensity is that perfection of the divine being by which he transcends all spatial limitations and yet is present in every point of space with his whole being. What he means by this is that God is above and beyond space, and at the same time, God is everywhere present and fills every part of space with himself. If you have access to a place where you can be outside and can look up into the sky, especially a clear night with little cloud cover, go outside there and look up into the vast sky. With your eyes, scan the whole horizon and then stare up vertically, taking in the moon and stars. With your eyes wide open, move your head from side to side and up and down. God is obviously way beyond what we can see, while at the exact same time, God is present in all that we see. God is beyond us, and yet he is right beside us, simultaneously. And listen, it is not that one part of God is beyond us transcendently, while another part of God is present right beside us. God is not diffused through space. It is not, I repeat, it is not that one part of his being is present in one place and another part in some other place. Let me say it this way. It is not that one part of God is with me where I am right now and some other part of God is with you where you are right now. No. God is fully present with me, and God is fully present with you, and God is fully present with everyone. And God is fully present throughout all space and above all space. There are no limitations to where God is. He's omnipresent. God is so immense that he transcends all space and is not subject to any limitations. In order to talk about the omnipresence of God, we have to first talk about the immensity of God. When you think of the immensity of God, think this: transcendence. God is immense. God is transcendent. He exceeds all possible limits. Hard as we might try, we can never limit the transcendent God. This is what we mean by God's immensity. God's immensity. And let me give you another way to think of this. Picture a person, yourself perhaps. You live in space. By this, I do not mean outer space. I do not think I am talking to any permanent astronauts, nor am I being heard live at the International Space Station. By space, I mean where you live, where you are present. Observe the space around you. You are there. You are there circumscriptively. Your body binds you to that space. You have a physical body. You are corporeal. And wherever your body is, that is the space you fill. And then second, think of a being without a physical body, the incorporeal, a spirit. Let's take Satan. The devil does not have a physical body like people do. So he is not bound to space like we are. He is free to move to and fro quickly as God allows him. But Satan, like all spirits, cannot be everywhere, but only in a certain definite place. Spirits are in space definitively. Satan is not omnipresent. Did you get that? Satan is not omnipresent. If the devil is attacking me here, personally at this moment, then he cannot be over there with you, attacking you personally at this same moment. He is either here or there. Now, of course, he can send his demons to attack you while he attacks me and vice versa. But the devil can be in only one place at one time. Let me say that again just to make sure we've got it. The devil can be in only one place at one time. So, we have people in space, and we have Satan in space. And next time we will learn about God in space. So please continue to be with us as we continue to discover who God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.